Christy Kennard, Su Tam Taiwan Kun, says the Aaron Alexis she knew was a guy who wanted to better himself. He helped her husband and his family at their Thai restaurant in White Settlement as a waiter and doing other odds and ends.
We were in shock, of course. We never expected him to go kill people. We never expected him to do that. He was turning his life around. He was going to school. He was working on his education. I mean, he lived with us up until 5 months ago, and he was studying so hard.
She said Alexis taught himself how to speak Thai. He spent a lot of time at a local Buddhist temple and had been to Thailand about a year ago. He even tried getting a job there. She says he was her husband's best friend. He lived with a couple for a while and was supposed to be the best man at their wedding, but a contracting job took him to Japan in November, just before the ceremony. She says she hadn't spoken to him since he moved out of their house about 5 months ago. He was upset about some things, but she wouldn't go into too many specifics.
He was an unhappy vet, let's just put it that way. He felt slighted by benefits, he felt slighted by the government. He wanted to move to Thailand, and then the last I heard, he changed his mind. He'd been wanting to do that for 2 years.
Her husband, Apisat, said Alexis didn't like it when his wife got two new cats. He spent a lot of time in his room playing video games, enjoyed drinking a lot, and would go to the Wat Busaya temple every Sunday. Apisat was stunned by Monday's news, as was Michael Retrovato, who frequented the Thai restaurant and also knew Alexis.
Aaron was the waiter for a long time. He wanted to do better, and from what I understood, I thought he was doing better. The last I spoke to him, he was.
Retrovato and Alexis bonded over their New York roots and love of the Giants. They even hung out a couple of times at football watching parties. But Retrovato also had concerns about his friend. Mainly that he enjoyed playing violent video games.
I would joke with him. We teased about him, you know, being a 34-year-old person who goes and plays shooting games all the time. That was one of those things. That's like I said, if there was anything I would ever say derogatory about Aaron, it would be that. And that would be it. Everything else, he was an easygoing guy.
Like many around the country, Retrovato is left with many questions. The biggest one? What provoked Alexis to commit such a horrific crime? Stella Chavez, KERA News.